Hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is on the way with another front arriving this afternoon. Temperatures will hover in the low to mid-60s today. Risk of a shower or two this afternoon with the front. West winds pick up 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusting to 30 by afternoon. Cloudy tonight early, then gradual clearing. Breezy, colder tonight, low 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 62. We'll be down to 36 by dawn Thursday morning. Thursday's high in the mid-60s. Back to the low 70s Friday. Maybe some showers by late Saturday night into Sunday. This is severe weather season in Alabama. Stay on top of weather changes with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts with our free weather app. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A Montgomery Circuit Court judge's ruling that blocks the sale of George Washington Middle School is being appealed to the Alabama Supreme Court. Dr. Ed Richardson is taking the matter to the state's highest court. The Alabama Education Association sued Richardson and the state's intervention team for Montgomery, claiming they had no authority to close or sell any schools. Lawmakers in Alabama's House are set to debate a bill this week that would allow for the arming of teachers. Some lawmakers say there's a good chance the bill will be on the floor today. It would require teachers to receive 40 hours of training a year before they could be armed. The bill is popular with a lot of rural lawmakers who have schools where response times could be high. And Governor Kay Ivey's office has confirmed that she signed a 30-month, $360 million contract with Wexford Healthcare Services to provide medical care for the Alabama Department of Corrections. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
People who name their savings accounts save more than those who don't. The following was inspired by a Navy Federal Credit Union savings account named Family Vacation.
This was such a good call.
Oh, we needed this. What do you think the kids are up to?
Relaxing.
Open a Save First account with Navy Federal Credit Union and give a name to what you're saving for. NavyFederal.org. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA.
Impressing with Amazon Music.
Are you just going to stand here all night, or are you going to go talk to him?
I will. I'm just choosing a playlist first.
Since when do you listen to country?
Yes, Jen! I love this song!
Very smooth.
Find the right playlist for just the right person. Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at AmazonMusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car stamp of approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price. Simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with autopay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to Lightstream.com/news. That's Lightstream.com/news. news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The president declares war on opioids, and part of his plan is to cut down on the legal supply that helps get people hooked.
This is about winning a very, very tough problem. And if we don't get very tough on these dealers, it's not going to happen, folks.
Cambridge Analytica accused of violating Facebook's privacy policies to gain access to millions of users' accounts to develop strategies for the Trump campaign. Senate Intelligence Committee Vice Chair Mark Warner wants to hear from the top.
It's time for the CEO, Mr. Zuckerberg, and other top officials to come and testify.
Uber says it's suspended all self-driving vehicle testing.
Another retail chain struggles to stay afloat.
Claire's, the accessory store chain for girls and young women, is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. $2 billion in debt should be restructured by September. The company, based in Illinois, was founded in 1961. It claims to have pierced more than 100 million ears since offering that service 40 years ago to sell more earrings.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on either. News Town 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a sneezy Tuesday. Stock market is up 120 points now. Temperature outside of 61 degrees. Let me bring in the Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
Man, that's like a good old sneeze right before the show starts.
I know, man. The pollen. Unreal.
Really is. I thought the rain was going to kind of get rid of it, but it only made it mad, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know we're going to get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Couple of breaking news here. One on the Austin bombing situation. At the facility where the bomb went off in San Antonio, not far from Austin, they now have found another bomb that had not detonated. So that's going to be a treasure trove of information for that one. And because it may have revealed fingerprints, you'd be able to see the sophistication of it and all sorts of things with it. The other part of that is not only finding the bomb in San Antonio, but the bomb was sent FedEx from Austin. So that means he didn't drive somewhere and ship it. He FedExed it from Austin to another location in Austin through the San Antonio facility. It's interesting. We just mentioned not long ago, you know, what happens if somebody's doing this in a FedEx box or UPS box or a United States Postal Service box just by getting the box. But in this one, he actually sent it. So see if there are any kind of receipts, because it should have a tracking code on the second bomb. Should have a little stamp on it that's a tracking code, and they're going to be able to see where that package was dropped off and who picked it up. And they're going to start narrowing in on this guy. So this is the sixth bomb. Is now an unexploded bomb. Four was the tripwire. Five was the FedEx facility. The sixth bomb is the unexploded bomb. So we're going to keep an eye on that for you. So we have a shooting situation in Maryland where a resource officer, you had a shooter, and we're waiting on a press conference potentially on that shooter. And there was a resource officer at the school, and exchanged fire with the shooter. We don't know if the shooter is a student, a former student, an adult, who we don't know yet, but we should be able to find out in this press conference that they're going to be doing fairly soon. So a lot going on in the world. We got Becky Garrison's going to be coming in at 105 today. Mr. Electric, because he's in such hot demand because of the tornado stuff issue and people getting having difficulties with power being knocked out at their house and things like that. Mr. Electric has owned the job and taking care of people, so he couldn't come in today. But we'll get Dan back in here. Let's kind of pick up with a couple of things here. Number one, let's do the Austin bomb update, CBS News.
A new package explosion overnight in Texas. This time was at a FedEx facility outside San Antonio. One person was injured, a law enforcement source says. It appears a package was mailed from Austin, and it was also due to be delivered to Austin.
The blast went off at a FedEx ground facility in Schertz, about an hour from the state capitol. The FBI says it's more than possible the new explosion is related to the recent bombings in Austin.
Four explosions have killed two people and injured four others. The latest was Sunday night. Omar Villafranca is in Schertz near the FedEx facility where the latest bomb exploded.
We just learned that FBI and ATF agents are on the scene behind me at this facility. They're going through some of that bomb debris to see if there's any matching components, a signature that would link this bomb with the four bombs in Austin.
Austin's Travis Country neighborhood was on lockdown Monday as investigators scoured the area for clues.
The FBI's brought in over 350 special agents to work here. It's an unprecedented response.
Debris from Sunday's blast stretched across an entire street. A tripwire was used to set off the explosion. While police say that's a significant change from the first three targeted attacks, Interim Chief Brian Manley says the evidence appears to be connected.
We're seeing similarities between some of the components that are used to construct the device.
Okay, so you got out of that the Austin to Austin delivery. I think that and finding the other bomb is going to be this guy's undoing. I think they're going to be able to narrow in on him pretty quickly. 350 FBI agents? Shazam, that's a lot of folks out there. So let's listen to the second part of this story on CBS News.
You can hear Sunday's bomb detonate in this home security video.
We want all video because we would look for similarities, we would look for connections, we would look for anything that might lead us to identifying the suspect or suspects.
With no arrests and the attacks continuing, Austin Mayor Steve Adler worries about his city.
What do? You can't tell population size to stay inside until we catch this guy.
No, but what you can tell people is that they should be vigilant.
During a press conference Sunday afternoon, Manley directly addressed the bomber.
We want to understand what brought you to this point, and we want to listen to you.
Do you think he's listening to police?
Clearly.
Former counterterrorism agent Fred Burton believes the attack Sunday night was the bomber's response to Manley's appeal.
I think when the chief asked for a message, this was it. This was the message. And he's one step ahead.
Do you believe this person's going to strike again?
I don't have a reason to believe that they won't. Obviously, we are pleading that this come to an end.
If federal agents are able to match this bomb with the four bombs in Austin, it would basically be telling investigators that this is the first time this suspected bomber has tried to use a delivery service to deliver bombs. The first three that were in Austin were dropped off. The fourth one, which happened on Sunday, was a tripwire, so this bomber could be changing methods.
Interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing who this guy is out here and seeing what his story is. And
right.
Is he, because already the Black Caucus has said because of the racial makeup of two of the folks that were killed, that was this a hate crime? You know, I always trust the Black Caucus to kind of jump ahead of things, but find out who this guy is and find out what's making him tick. He seems to have a lot of experience, so I'm going to kind of guess we're going to find some form of military background in this whole thing. In the Maryland shooter, this one's going to be interesting also because of the there was a resource officer that responded. They exchanged fire, but again, I'm eager to find out, is this a student or former student? Number one. Number two, what type of weapon did he have? Did he go in with a purpose that he was trying to get a particular type of person? And how fast did the resource officer respond to this? It sounds like it was pretty fast because the first time, if I got the report right, the first time that they knew he had a gun was when he fired it and he hit some people with that. Didn't seem, no deaths there, just seems to be some people have been shot. But any shooting is not a good thing. Let's listen to Pete Williams talking about this Austin bomber update.
Pete Williams, who's been working his sources this morning. What are you learning, Pete?
Well, Savannah, authorities say it's too soon to say the big question, which is this the work of the same bomber that has left four other devices in Austin, or is this somebody else who is sending a bomb because the scene of all these other bombings has been Austin? Now, there seems to be a pretty good indication that the package that went off was, in fact, bound for Austin. But what authorities are looking for now is whether there are common characteristics. Every bomber has a certain style, a certain kind of fingerprint, if you will, a certain signature. And that's what they're looking for. They know what the signature is on the previous devices. So now the question is, does this other device match those characteristics in the way that bombs were constructed? Now, how do authorities go about trying to link all these packages together? One is the type of explosive that was used, the triggering device. So what's interesting here is that none of the previous bombs in Austin have been sent through commercial carriers. None of them have been sent through the post office. They've been placed, basically. This one is different. So is it someone else doing it, or is this the same bomber using now a different means of getting his explosives to the scene? And we know from in past bombings, by now we probably have been told some of the characteristics of these bombs, but authorities are keeping very tight-lipped about that. Just for this reason, they don't want someone else trying to mimic that bomber's style and confusing the idea of whether there's more than one person involved. But they will go meticulously through every single component. If it's pipe bombs, they'll go to every hardware store that sold that kind of pipe. They'll look at what kind of batteries there were, what kind of initiators there were, what kind of wire was used, how the tools left marks, distinctive marks. When you use a pair of wire cutters, they cut in a distinctive way. All of those things are things that the ATF laboratory is analyzing, feeding that information to the Boston police or the Austin police, which have the lead on this investigation.
Now, in this, at the point that Pete Williams did that story, he did not know that they had found an undetonated bomb. And like I said, I think there's going to be a treasure trove of information. All the things he was talking about for them to be looking at were things of the debris from the exploded bomb, which also had nails in it, by the way. We had made a comment talking about people staying in their homes at 10 o'clock. They wanted the sun to be up so they could actually walk the bomb site and see if there were any other tripwires that were anywhere in any other neighborhoods, because some kids set this off by running over the tripwire and basically detonating the device. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Spring break has sprung. Time for a new ride. Have you seen and driven the all-new JL Body 2018 Wrangler? Wow. No zips, fewer screws and bolts. Easy, one person fold down top. Gotta see it, gotta drive it. The Grand Cherokee, the Cherokee, the Ram trucks all priced right. The Challenger, the Demon, the Charger, go Dodge. Brubaker Kia, one of the larger volume stores in the Southeast. For a reason, we are priced right with a huge inventory. The all-new Stinger sedan taking this track by storm. The Sorento SUV, the best-selling Forte sedan, an always cool soul, all priced right. And Brubaker Infinity, our luxury spot. Load up the beautiful and nimble full-size QX80 SUV, a family favorite. In style. The QX60, our midsize SUV with huge discounts. And the all-new QX50 compact SUV coming this month. See all these and more at Brubaker in Prattville and Montgomery and Brubaker.com.
They're strong, and then there's Mom Strong. So now that she needs care after her surgery, it's my turn to be strong for her. And it's good to know there's help.
If you have questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrena dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now, I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrena products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Joey, can you pull up this, the Maryland press conference here?
Okay.
It's kind of hard to read and do a radio show at the same time, trying to gather this new information. We're trying to figure out, was there a red flag on this this shooter at any time? Well, you're doing, can you play something and still do that?
Not really, and it should pull up right here immediately.
Okay.
Okay. And this is Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland, speaking right now.
What a dapper-looking guy.
Yeah, I think
he's a Republican.
Governor Hogan, do you think the way the school resource officer responded in this case should be an example for school districts across the country?
Well, you know, we're just getting all the facts, but I had the opportunity to talk with Sheriff Cameron, and it sure sounds like this is exactly the way it should have been handled. Had a very capable school resources officer that also happened to be a SWAT team member. This is a tough guy who apparently closed in very quickly and took the right kind of action. And I think while there's, it's still tragic, he may have saved other people's lives.
Excuse me, Dr. Smith, please.
Yep.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce Dr. Scott Smith, Superintendent for St. Mary's County Public Schools.
It is fairly overwhelming, the response that we've had as a result of the incident this morning, and it's wonderful to be joined by so many people and to really engage in this conversation. What we had this morning is truly our worst fear, our parents' worst fear. There's no way around it. Principal Heibel, who's over there, Dr. Heibel, he is not only the principal of the school, he's also a parent. We evacuated the kids from that school to Leonardtown High School, where I am a parent. We got contact from Choptank High School, where Tim Cameron, Sheriff Cameron, is a parent. This is our greatest fear. And so today, it's in the sheriff's hands what we investigate, what we try to understand why, what happened, and to walk through the process. We evacuated almost 1,400 students from that school to Leonardtown. We are only halfway through the reunification process with their parents. I went and spoke to both groups, and I said, please be patient. This takes time. We have to check every one of your children to make sure that they are okay. to make sure that we have resources in place that when they get home, they know that they can reach out to somebody. This is just the beginning of a very long and tragic process that we will go through in St. Mary's County. And we have done all that we're supposed to do. We have a fantastic working relationship. We communicate often. It looks as though the SRO did exactly what the SRO is trained to do. And yet, we still have tragic loss of life. We still have somebody in critical condition. And we have students at the school and staff at the school impacted.
Dr. Smith, do you know when Great Mills High School will be opened up again?
So I can tell you this. We all the students have been safely removed from Great Mills High School, and they're being reunited with their parents. We hope that that's concluded within the next hour or two. We will then meet with staff at the school. We are definitely going to have Great Mills High School closed for tomorrow. We know we're also anticipating inclement weather, so that may impact as well. And then we'll get together to see whether or not we can reopen this week. We may be closed till the end of the week. We have to talk to the adults. We had several firsthand witnesses of the event. These were all children. It is an exceptionally tragic day. It's an incredibly important conversation. I ask that we all stay informed. If you don't think this can't happen at your school, you are sadly mistaken. We are shaken, but we are very strong in St. Mary's. This is an incredible community. I know our parents will come together. I know our kids will come together, and hopefully on the other side of this, be stronger and make good decisions to keep our kids safe every single day.
Dr. Smith, one more question.
All right, we've been hearing from school officials. We heard from the governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, and several others, but here are the details that stand out.
Here we go.
We learned that that resource officer that engaged the gunman inside Great Mills High School in Southern Maryland today was also just happened to be a SWAT team member. Deputy Sheriff Gaskell opened fire, and we now know that the gunman is dead, but we also know some details that former NYPD squad commander Joe Cardinale, who's been with me for this better part of the hour, had said he wanted to know about, and that's that there was some connection that we know between the student who opened fire and one of those that he hit. She's in ICU right now, life-threatening injuries.
Yes, and there's your motive. They're getting to the motive right now. They're finding out that he had possibly had a relationship with her. It's possibly a jealousy thing, more likely it is, and he was on his mission today to go inside and take care of business. But you know, that officer, this could have went so many different ways, and thank God it went the way it did. And that was, he neutralized that threat immediately without risking the lives of anybody else and himself. And I think it was just excellent police work over there. And I think what's going to happen now, as you've been seeing all along from Parkland and everything, they're going to take this, and we call them Monday morning quarterbacks. They're going to sit down and say, well, we could have done this, we could have done that. But I think now law enforcement is proactively getting involved with the schools, and I think what they have to include is these students, because the knowledge that these students have of other students is so crucial.
Right. We learned that from Parkland.
It's crucial.
But can I talk to you about just the physicality of this? We got to harden these targets. Like this seems, I don't know, would you leave a target? How did he get in there with the gun? Like you've got to make it more difficult, and it could have been a knife. I mean, it could have been anything. A metal detector goes off if you've got anything on you that you shouldn't have.
Yeah, exactly. And
you hope.
You would hope. I mean, how did he get into the school is going to be the biggest question right now. How did that gun get past security? Do they have the security? Do they have the equipment to scan the students' knapsacks,
sure,
and book bags? And, personally, they might have it on them tucked in the waistband. We've seen
She brings up a very good point with that. But that was one of the questions I had, is who is this person? Do they have a relationship with another student? And obviously it did. And is this a former student? Is this a student from, I had already graduated, left school, thrown out of school? Those are going to be the things we're going to be looking for. News on 93.1. To have my show, we're going to be back right after this.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Just like my love, the last thing.
time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Two students are wounded, one critically, in a shooting at a high school in Great Mills, Maryland. The shooter, another student, is dead, shot at least by a police officer stationed there.
He fired a round at the shooter. Simultaneously, the shooter fired a round as well.
St. Mary's County Sheriff Tim Cameron says the school resource officer is not hurt. President Trump has called Russian President Vladimir Putin to congratulate him on re-election. As for the investigation into whether Russians worked with the Trump campaign before the election in 2016, House Speaker Paul Ryan says
the special counsel should be free to follow through his investigation to its completion without interference. Absolutely. I am confident that he'll be able to do that. I've received assurances that his firing is not even under consideration.
The White House also says that firing Robert Mueller is not under consideration, although President Trump, of course, has repeatedly attacked the investigation as a witch hunt. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is on the way with another front arriving this afternoon. Temperatures will hover in the low to mid-60s today. Risk of a shower or two this afternoon with the front. West winds pick up 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusting to 30 by afternoon. Cloudy tonight early, then gradual clearing. Breezy colder tonight, low 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 62. We'll be down to 36 by dawn Thursday morning. Thursday's high in the mid-60s. Back to the low 70s Friday. Maybe some showers by late Saturday night into Sunday. This is severe weather season in Alabama. Stay on top of weather changes with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts with our free weather app. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Did you know electrical fires account for an estimated 51,000 home fires each year? With over half caused by faulty outlets and outdated wiring. Don't put your home and family at risk. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for all your electrical repair and installation needs. The experienced service professionals at Mr. Electric respect your time, your budget, and your home. They offer upfront pricing, emergency services, and appointments on your schedule. From fixing a faulty switch to upgrading an electrical panel, you'll know exactly what you're paying for. Call today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family's safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are.
Driving this road down to paradise, letting the sunlight.
Looking forward to having Becky Garrison in at 105. Timing is everything in this world.
I don't ever want it to end. If I had my way, I would never leave.
Keep this there's an interesting vote that happened in California, Los Alamitos, which is just south of L.A. It's a very nice community. L.A., what happens in California, it had all these little towns that would incorporate so they could stand alone and not get sucked up into L.A. or Orange County and places like that. So this is one of those communities. So they had an actual vote on not supporting the sanctuary laws of California.
Overnight, a city in California made history voting to break away from California's sanctuary law. The Los Alamitos Council voted 4-1 to opt out of a new law limiting cooperation with law enforcement and ICE. City council member and a former mayor of the town, Shelley Hasselbrink, voted last night. She joins us live from LA. So we've heard so much about this trend out in California. First it was sanctuary cities, then California became a sanctuary state. But last night, your town did what?
What we did is we looked at the mandate, SB 54, that was passed down through the state of California, of basically forcing or mandating all of California cities to adhere to the sanctuary city law. And we looked at that, based on our oath of office, that took our oath of office to uphold the Constitution of the United States and also the Constitution of California. And when those two conflicted, as SB 54 did conflict, we had to go look back at Article 6 of the Constitution, where the law of the land prevails with the federal government.
Sure.
So based on that, then now we're dealing with legal versus illegal. And it's not really about immigration. It's never been about immigration. It's always been, to me, about illegal immigration. And we need to not support illegal anything in our city. And this was the only recourse that we had not to support this.
Now, to support the California legislation, she makes a very good point. This is the same thing that we were talking about, that the county sheriff said, look, I have a sworn oath to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the land and the laws of my community, and so you're forcing me not to, you're telling me not to obey this. So congratulations to this this great city. This is in the second part.
Shelley, looking in from other parts of the country where the state of California, because they've got this sanctuary law, they can decide, okay, we're gonna follow that law, but we're not gonna follow that law, which just seems crazy.
Right, exactly. And so our only recourse was to look at what was best for our city. We've done that with a lot of mandates. With the marijuana mandate, we looked at our city and we put an ordinance in place that's not allowed in our city. The cultivation and sale of marijuana is not allowed in our city because we thought that was best. It was in conflict with the state law, but we are doing what's best for our city. We don't want to tie the hands of our law enforcement, and we felt that SB 54 did exactly that.
So, Shelley, how many communities in the state of California actually cooperate with ICE like your town?
Officially right now, all of them except us, but I have a feeling that this is going to be a snowball effect in other cities because this wasn't given to the voters to vote on about whether to become a sanctuary state or not. The cities are now being able to speak up on behalf of the voters, and I think you're going to see more and more action in individual cities like this just because we need to get our voices heard, and we found that this is probably the only way to do this.
So congratulations to this city for standing up. Now, she didn't know an answer, and it would be a great question for an actual reporter to ask, what other cities are doing this? Because you've got tons of cities in California that it's little micro cities that incorporate it to try to keep their independence so they didn't get absorbed by these gigantic cities, and then what these cities became so big in the law enforcement issue, that's why they have county sheriff operations in California instead of individual police municipalities that are there. Of course, they do have some city police, but the county has a lot of responsibility out in California. Did you notice how beautiful it is today?
Yeah.
It is absolutely gorgeous. I wish I could get outside and we could be outside playing.
I agree.
Is there a way to do a radio show outside, do you think? Do you think we move lawn chairs out?
I think we get lawn chairs, a little folding table.
A little cooler, nobody gets hurt. A little
Corona, yeah.
A little grill.
I've already said too much with the FCC. Sans the Corona.
Yeah, I've got somebody, Jill, is harassing me going, it is absolutely gorgeous out here. I'm going to go out and play. I go, well, thanks. I appreciate that. Kind of rubbing it in here, Jill. Don't do that. Okay, so we have another kind of news shorty situation here, and that is the Parkland, brother of the Parkland shooter was arrested at Parkland School. Now, if this doesn't kind of weird you out, I don't know what does. Listen into this.
The half-brother of the suspected Florida high school shooter, Nicholas Cruz, was arrested on Monday for trespassing at the very school where 17 people were killed last month. Officials say 18-year-old Zachary Cruz got past locked doors and gates and rode his skateboard through the campus of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He allegedly told deputies that he went to the school to reflect on the school shooting and soak it in. Zachary Cruz was being held at the same Broward County Jail where his brother is now being held.
He did a skateboard in the school so he could, quote, soak it in?
That's bizarre. Very bizarre.
You know, these are adopted kids. And the brother was having as many police calls as the other brother that became the shooter. But something tells me when he says I'm soaking it in, I think it was kind of relishing the thought, reveling in it.
Mm.
That is just too weird out here.
Well, it's either something very weird and nefarious going on, or this guy had, I guess, all right intentions and he's an idiot. But I lean more towards the weird. This is very bizarre.
Yeah, I'm thinking that he's kind of bathing in this whole thing. And, I mean, okay, so you're going to go in where there was a shooting. And instead of having a somber moment where you're walking through the halls and that kind of stuff, what you're doing is you're skateboarding down the halls.
Yes.
Which to me kind of implies there's some kind of rush or something that gets involved in this. Man, I tell you, and somebody needs to do some more story on that bad boy out here. I don't know. I tell you, there's some disturbed people that are out there. Speaking of which, Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Michael Moore did a thing on income inequality.
Oh, Lord.
You think you're frustrated now? What do you hear? This.
Who better to lecture about income inequality than a group of millionaires? Senator Bernie Sanders hosting Senator Elizabeth Warren and filmmaker Michael Moore at a town hall to get their take on the 1%.
The is on the rise. So crazy, the rich right now, the greed, the level of greed.
You create these circles of poverty that
just wipe out opportunity for anyone.
Despite talking income inequality, the three are worth more than $55 million combined.
$55 million and they're talking about income inequality? So what has Elizabeth Warren done to merit the kind of gate that she's got? Oh, wait a minute. She was a Harvard professor. Harvard professors make pretty good money.
Yeah.
She's a U.S. senator. So probably Harvard professors make more than U.S. senators. I don't know.
I would guess they do. But U.S. senators also have inside information that isn't illegal to know when it comes to how regulations will affect markets. Be interesting to look into their investments.
Yeah, well, Bernie, poor socialist Bernie, now what, has three houses and one's on a lake?
Right.
We looked that up, and it was about $750,000 worth of lake house.
Well, and if inequality goes too nuts, it is a problem. But just looking at somebody and going, okay, they have more than me, you only get a rise out of me if it's like, did they get that money and that exorbitant wealth through ill-gotten gain, some special privilege? Did they actually steal from somebody? Are they taking advantage of somebody in an illegal way? And it's usually no. And so if the economy is growing overall, which unemployment's down now, and there are a lot of people up top making money, but the people on the bottom are rising, I have no issue at all.
You know, their big thing, if you ever listen to Elizabeth Warren in particular talk, is that it's the system is rigged, the system is unfair, and so there are a certain group of people that are the lead, and they get an advantage. Mm-hmm. Well, Michael Moore, Elizabeth Warren, and what's it, Bernie Sanders. I mean, what they did is they created their own eliteness out here. I tell you, Joey, this is driving me crazy. The hypocrisy of this, and then how they ridicule people who are successful for being successful, doing it the old-fashioned way. They earn it. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you ask people to repeat themselves a lot?
What?
Never mind. Just turn up the radio because this is an offer you have to hear to believe. Right now, you can save hundreds to thousands of dollars on rechargeable hearing aids from Advanced Affordable Hearing. You heard right. Thanks to their leading technology, Advanced Affordable Hearing aids start at thousands of dollars less than most rechargeable hearing aids. And that's not all. Order today and get a free USB charger. You'll no longer have to keep saying,
"What?"
Get crystal clear digital sound processing, automatic noise reduction, and much more. Technology you need to capture the range of frequencies most people with hearing loss need to hear. And since it's rechargeable, you'll never pay a dime for batteries. Plus, you get Advanced Affordable Hearing's 100% money-back guarantee. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Advanced Affordable Hearing has helped tens of thousands of people hear better. And right now, get a free USB charger and free shipping when you buy their rechargeable hearing aid for less. Just call 1-800-325-1829 to get this offer. That's 1-800-325-1829. 1-800-325-1829.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yes. Let's go to the phones here, boys and girls. Let's go to Papa John. Papa John, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
You enjoying having fun again? I'm doing great. I'm fixing to go home and cook some Boston butt.
Ooh.
Enjoy the outside for a little while.
Okay, see, you and Jill, y'all are, I hate it when people harass you like that.
Not fair.
They're going, I'm going to be out, and probably there'll be a beer involved, you know, pretty day.
It's sunlight inequality, Papa John.
Yeah, I will have to do a little bragging, though. My full fort has got, the end product has got a lot of what they call bark.
Oh yeah, no, that's the way I do it.
Yeah, and it takes about 12, 14 hours to get it done, but it is out of sight.
What type of grill do you use?
I've got one that my neighbor actually built for me.
Oh wow!
100-gallon propane tank.
Wow.
Yep, and it is it's a beaut. It even vents real well. He built a ventilation system on it, both with the stack and on the end of the barbecue grill that allows me to take fire and put it way on one end and take meat, put it way on the other end. So it gets smoked real well the whole nine yards.
I like that.
You know, I want to mention to me that what you were just talking about is the pinnacle of hypocrisy. These people whom you're talking about and all their ill-gotten booty, they magnify it by not even paying their tax contribution to the point of average on a percentage wise. And that's what really fires me up. And you got, what's his name, the New York Senator, you know what I'm talking about. He was, last time I heard, he was $4 million in arrears in his tax bill.
I've never heard that.
Charlie Rangel.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything about it. I don't know whether he's caught up or not, but I'm betting he hadn't.
He's probably on the congressional payment plan. You know how they have that telephone number that you can call and you get your taxes cut in half, and he probably is on the congressional payroll plan.
Well, how do we apply to get on that program?
Well, you have to have something before your name.
Okay.
Congressman. Congressman Papa John.
All right, guys. Well, y'all are having fun, and believe me, I appreciate it. I'll turn you on outside and listen to you while I cook.
Okay, if there's a beer in Bob, call us back.
Will do.
Thank you, my man. Thanks.
See you.
272-9228. Let's bring in our in-studio guest in a little bit early here, the one and only Tea Party Becky. Becky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. How are you, my dear?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be back again.
First of all, have you been following the bill? Didn't it go to the floor today?
It did, and I have been in an appointment from 9 to 12, so I didn't even know about the school shooting. But I know, I'll check Facebook here in a minute, Shanna Chambly is keeping up with it. She's in Georgia right now, but she's got ties to the House, and so
let's listen to this article story that WSFA ran about what I call the Alabama teachers gun packing bill. Okay.
That could arm teachers in Alabama could be determined by tomorrow. That's when the bill is scheduled to go up for debate on the House floor.
Proponents say it can be a last line of defense for schools without resource officers, but it could all come down to money.
There's a good chance we could see that bill up on the floor on Tuesday.
Tomorrow, lawmakers will hear legislation which would allow local school boards to decide whether or not they will allow their teachers to be armed in the classroom. It's aimed as a last line of defense, especially for those schools without a resource officer.
We know it's hundreds, maybe even over 500 different schools in our state that don't have a school resource officer.
But the question is, why focus on arming teachers instead of just hiring more resource officers?
The specific answer is the money's not there.
That's a pretty common answer. So how much would hiring these needed resource officers actually cost?
Statewide, no, we don't have a figure.
Without a doubt, hiring these officers would not be cheap, costing millions of dollars. But when it comes to improving the overall school safety, well, the House Speaker himself says it's going to cost more money.
If we're going to be serious about assessing our safety programs in all of our school districts, I think we're going to have to get serious about how do we pay for it.
We all know that money is a finite resource, but the challenge for lawmakers will be to find the best way to spend the money which protects our kids.
On the priority list, where does this fit?
And lawmakers are set to pass the education budget this week, which is $6.67 billion. Of course, that's the budget where you could potentially use some of that money to hire more resource officers.
And if the bill passes tomorrow, it would still need to go to the Senate.
Be interesting. So, I mean, the education trust fund is a pretty big budget.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that it's, if it's inefficient by 3%, that's a lot of money. It's $180 million. So I think they could do something with it. Let's talk about your event that that you've got going on March the 26th.
Next Monday night, the Wetumpka Tea Party is holding a Second Amendment Forum. And it's at 6:30 at Bethel Worship Center. And really, my husband, Eric, is the one who said, Becky, you really ought to do something on the Second Amendment, because the Parkland shooting had just happened. And I think that we're going to see more debates about gun control than we've ever seen before. And my goal is, I'm not an expert at the Second Amendment or at guns in general, but I'm getting much better. But I want people to be able to hear a gun debate on TV or hear the journalists or the politicians talking about banning guns, and they're throwing out all these terms, and a lot of us don't even really know what they mean. So one of the things is I want people to be able to be educated, so when they hear things, they'll know the truth behind it. But I also really wanted to have a brush up on the Second Amendment. What did our founders intend? Because now you'll hear people who want to control guns say, well, if the founding fathers knew that we had AR-15s and all these high-powered rifles, then they would have never wanted citizens to own those. And so
that's
those
crazy.
Are kind of questions that we're going to tackle at this event.
Yeah, the whole thing of how, and we played the Judge Napolitano piece for you last week, but you know, you have a gun that is equal to what government or law enforcement has, or the people that could do something to you, mm-hmm. you need to have equal firepower, and that's always been the concept of the Constitution. That's why, in essence, we won the Revolutionary War, because we had superior weapons. We had right. the long rifle, and they couldn't. We could hit them at quite a distance, and they couldn't. Now the cannon issue, that was a little something different out here. So, tell me the format of the forum. What is this going to look like? Is it an education tutorial, or is it going to be a debate? Is it history?
It's very much like an educational event. We will have different speakers. We have broken it up into four different sections.
Right.
And we will be taking questions. Now, I am working on putting a debate together for May so people can come and watch a pro-gun, anti-gun debate. But they kind of need to have this background ahead of time so that they
Absolutely.
Can watch that debate with some knowledge.
I like that. I'm not sure if somebody would show up for that debate on the anti-gun side of the equation.
Well, maybe we'll bring in some that wouldn't normally come.
I like that. News 93.1 FM. And be back with Becky right after our top of the hour break. I'm going to get